You're listening to The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk with innovators on how to better feed the world. I'm your host, Max Johnston. To some, like myself, fried food is a delicacy. While frying some chicken in fat is delicious, it can harm our atmosphere. The oil used in deep frying emits aerosols, small particles of solids and liquids, into the air. In London, 10% of all airborne aerosols come from deep fryers alone. And that frying could be affecting our weather. These aerosols are all around us, and they're emitted by everything from hairspray to inhalers. For a long time, it's been thought that aerosols are bad for the environment. They erode the Earth's ozone layer and contribute to climate change. But researchers out of the University of Bath in the United Kingdom looked at the aerosols emitted from deep fryers. They say it's a bit more complicated than that.
It probably does have an impact, but it's very difficult to predict what that impact is.
That's Adam Squires, an associate professor at the University of Bath. Squires and his co-author Christian Frang looked at the effect aerosols from frying food had on the atmosphere. Squires says that aerosols can affect our weather and increase cloud cover.
They act as seeds, as what we call nucleation sites, for clouds from water condense onto, so that's then going to grow into a droplet that'll then become part of a cloud.
Normally, these effects are short-lived. Aerosols and particles in the atmosphere have a relatively short lifespan before they're broken down.
Molecules in the atmosphere have a certain lifetime. They will, over the course of time, react with molecules that are in the atmosphere that effectively degrade them and get rid of them.
Squires and his team took some organic aerosols that are emitted from deep fryers, like fatty and oleic acids, and put them in a humid environment. They noticed that these acids would coat other particles and form rigid three-dimensional structures. These deep-fried structures could travel farther and stick together longer than normal aerosol particles.
By arranging into these complex structures, the fatty acid molecules become more resistant to attack, which then means that they last for longer. They've got time to spread from further away from the cities where they're emitted, and the steady levels would probably be higher than we'd expect. They're more resistant to being taken away, so there'll be more of it around.
The structures formed by these deep-fried particles take on water. Their presence, especially around cities where fried food is more common, could impact the weather. So, is the British fondness for fish and chips responsible for London's famous fog? Maybe.
The fatty acids given off by cooking are localized over cities, so that could quite plausibly change the amount of clouds. We're certainly more likely some effect that is London cloudier tomorrow than it would have been otherwise.
What do you think about this research? Can aerosols help with climate change? Email us with any questions or comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com or leave them in the comments below this post. The Food Fix is a project of the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation at Michigan State University, a development lab funded by USAID. I've been your host, Max Johnston. Thanks for listening.